那么今天的信息的题目是摩西的传流。
And today's title is The Legacy of Moses.
生命记也就是生命记最后的一章34章第1到第12节。
Deuteronomy 34 verses 1 to 12 and that's the last chapter of Deuteronomy.
我只是用中文来念如果你们看英文的跟着一起看。
We will be only reading in Chinese, please follow along in English.
生命记第34章第一节，摩西从摩亚平原登尼波山，上了那与耶利哥相对的比斯加山山顶，耶和华把基列全地直到但拿弗地利全地以法莲马拿西的地，犹大全地直到西海南地和中树城耶利哥的平原，直到所都指给他看。耶和华对他说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕以撒雅各起直应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我要使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过那里去。于是耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩亚地，正如耶和华所说的，耶和华将他埋葬在摩亚地伯比尔对面的谷中，只是到今日没有人知道他的坟墓。摩西死的时候120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。以色列人在摩亚平原为摩西哀哭了30日，为摩西饥赏哀哭的日子就满了。人的儿子耶稣亚因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他的一切臣仆，以他的全地行各样神迹奇事，又在以色列人众人面前显大能的手，行一切大可畏的事。什么是讣告？
What is obituary?
讣告就是一个正式的报告。
It's an official announcement.
通常是在报章上。
Usually it's in the newspaper.
公布一个人去世的消息。
It announces the news of someone passing away.
在这个讣告里面通常会公布死者的一个小传。
And usually in the obituary there's a short biography of the individual.
或者是死者的一个简单的生平。
Or a brief description of him.
一个人离开世界之后多多少少都有一些传流。
And more or less, a person when he passes away, he will leave behind some legacy.
这些传流可能是好的或者不好的。
It can be positive or negative legacy.
摩西也不例外留下他的传流。
Moses was no different that he left behind a legacy.
摩西是旧约时代一个被神重用的一个仆人。
Moses was an individual who was used by God in the Old Testament.
他是希伯来人。
He was a Hebrew.
曾经是埃及的王子。
He used to be a prince of Egypt.
因为他杀了一个埃及人。
But because he killed an Egyptian.
必须逃离埃及到这个旷野去。
He ran away into the desert.
然后后来神呼召他把以色列人从埃及领出来。
Later on, God called him so that he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
因此他回到埃及去。
Therefore, he returned to Egypt.
他向法老王说。
He told the Pharaoh.
耶和华神要 我把以色列人从这个埃及领出来。
The Lord God wants me to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
啊，长话短说。
Wrapping it up.
Long story short. 啊，那么后来摩西啊，带着以色列人离开埃及。
Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
啊，进入红海，进入这个旷野。
Passed through the Red Sea and into the wilderness.
啊，在那里漂流了40年的时间。
And wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后最后才进入这个迦南地。
And finally entered the land of Canaan.
那么圣经告诉我们，摩西本身没有进入这个迦南地。
And the Bible tells us that Moses himself did not enter the land of Canaan.
他把这个任务交给耶稣亚。
He passed the responsibility to Joshua.
啊，并且按立耶稣亚成为以色列人的领袖。
And established Joshua as the next leader of Israel.
啊，带他们进入这个迦南地。
In which lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
然后旧约圣经前面的五本书啊，创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记跟生命记是摩西写的。
The first five books of the Bible is written by Moses: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
那除此之外，诗篇90篇也是摩西写的。
And besides these, Psalm 90 was also written by Moses.
那么在以色列人的眼中，摩西是一个伟大的人物。
And the eyes of Israelites, Moses was a great figure.
所以在摩西离开世界之前，
So before Moses left the world,
他劝勉以色列人务要爱神。
He exhorted the Israelites to love God.
要遵行神的律法。
And to obey God's commandments.
他也警告以色列人说，
And he also warned the Israelites,
如果他们遵守神律法，
If they obey God's laws,
他们将会得到神的祝福。
They will receive God's blessing.
那可是如果他们违背神的律法，
But if they, rebelled against God's commands,
将会受到咒诅，
then they would be cursed.
生命记34章刚才我说也是生命记最后的一章。
Deuteronomy 34, as I mentioned, was also the last book of Deuteronomy.
那么记载了摩西的为人和他的侍奉。
It records, Moses' person and his service.
以及他去世之前一些事迹。
And some of the things that happened before he died.
摩这张经文让我们看见摩西与神同工、与神同行的一幅美丽的图画。
And this chapter shows us, a beautiful image of Moses working together with God.
摩甚至在人生最后的一分钟。
And even to the last minute of his life.
摩西仍然忠心的侍奉神。
Moses was faithful in serving God.
完成神托付给他的旨意。
And accomplishing, God's will for him.
然后摩西虽然在这个王宫里面长大。
And Moses, even though he grew up in the palace.
可是他必须好像其他的人要经历人世间的猖獗。
But he was just like other people where he had to experience all the troubles of life.
当时摩西已经年纪老迈了。
And at this point, Moses was old.
最后也要面对每一个人必须要面对的。
And he must also face what everyone else has to face.
也就是死亡。
And that is death.
但是摩西一生的依靠神。
But Moses trusted in God all his life.
他爱神，以侍奉神为喜乐。
He loved God and his joy was in serving God.
摩西也深深地知道。
And Moses also knew.
人如果没有神的坚固和同在。
If a person is without God's presence and strengthening.
只不过是一场梦幻。
It's only a dream.
因为他在诗篇九十篇这个祷告里面说出了他的心声。
Because in Psalm 90, he, in the prayer, he,told of his life.
所以在诗篇九十篇，摩西这么说。
And so in Psalm 90, Moses says.
他说：“主啊，你世世代代做我的居所，诸天未曾生处，地以世界你未曾造成，从根骨到永远，你是神。你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。”
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals.
然后他在第九节、第十节又这么说。
Then in verses 9 and 10 he says,
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下。我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹气。我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便飞如去。
Our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
然后在十二节他又这么说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
And in verse 12 he says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我们在最后他在十七节这么说。
And finally in verse 17 he says,
愿主我们的神永美也归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们的手所做的功，我们所手所做的功，愿你坚立。
May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
那么根据创世纪十二章第一到第二节的记载说，
According to Genesis 12, 1 to 2, it says,
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家、往我所要指示你的地方去。
Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
这是耶和华神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And this was a covenant established between God and Abraham.
那神应许亚伯拉罕他将会成为大国。
And God promised Abraham that he will become a great nation.
并且把这个迦南地赐给他。
And he gave the land of Canaan to him.
所以在申命记34章第四节上半句记载说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 34, first half of verse 4 it says,
耶和华对他说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。
Then the Lord said to him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants.
那么这节经文跟申命记第一章第八节彼此呼应。
And it reflects Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 8.
就是耶和华向你们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许赐给他们和他们后裔为业之地。
Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them.
所以这两节经文形成申命记整本书的框框。
And these became the brackets for the book of Deuteronomy.
那么在这节经文说摩西看见神将来要赐给以色列人的应许。
So here Moses saw the promise which God has made for the future to give the land to Israel.
但是刚才我们看这个34节却说摩西亲眼看到神的应许应验了。
And if we look at chapter 34,Moses saw with his eyes the land.
摩西其实实在的他站在这个应许之地。
And truly Moses was standing on the promised land.
神让他在比加之山遥望着这块神所应许的地。
And Moses was able to see the promised land from Pisa.
只是他没有进去这个迦南地。
Just that he did not enter the land.
所以这个申命记第34章第一到第四节描述到摩西从这个尼波山
and And Deuteronomy chapter 34 verses 1 to 4, it describes Moses standing on Mount Nebo.
啊，跟这个耶利哥相对的比斯加山顶上。
And it's on the Mount of Pisgah across from Jericho.
啊，遥望着神要赐给以色列人的应许地。
And he saw the promised land that God has promised the Israelites.
那个比加斯是死海东边摩亚平原的山区。
And Pisgah is in the area east of the Dead Sea.
Yeah, 摩西站在这个比加斯山顶上。
And Moses was standing on the peak of Pisgah.
所以他遥望着整个神所应许的地。
And so he was looking at the whole of the promised land.
神让摩西看见他所应许的地。
And God enabled Moses to see the whole of promised land.
表示神应验要应验他的应许。
And that means that God will establish his promise.
然后以致以色列人可以进入这个迦南地。
So that the Israelites could enter the land of Canaan.
所以在生命记第34章第5节到第8节描述到摩西离开世界。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 34 verses 5 to 8, it describes Moses leaving this world.
以及神如何把他埋葬在这个摩亚地。
And how God buried him in the land of Moab.
然后第5节描述到摩西是耶和华的仆人。
And verse 5 tells us that Moses was God's servant.
然后在生命记其他的地方也谈到摩西是神人。
And in other places in Deuteronomy, it described Moses as God's man.
说明他摩西是一个以神为中心的人。
That he is someone who has God as the center of his life.
一生跟随主，一生的中心的服侍神。
And he followed God faithfully all his life.
那么圣经告诉我们，摩西年老了，因此要离开世界。
And the Bible tells us that Moses was aged and was about to leave the world.
圣经也说，这也是神所命定的。
And this was also determined by God.
正如耶和华所说的。
Just as God has declared.
摩西，圣经说他死在这个摩亚地。
The Bible tells us that Moses died in the land of Moab.
圣经也告诉我们亚伦死在这个何俄山。
The Bible also told us that Aaron died on Mount Hor.
这都是出于神的旨意。
These are according to God's will.
所以在34章第6节说，耶和华将他埋葬在摩亚地，伯比尔对面的谷中，只是到今天没有人知道他的坟墓。
And in verse 6 it tells us, and he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no man knows his burial place to this day.
神把他埋葬在这个摩亚地。
God buried him in the land of Moab.
神亲自埋葬摩西，表示神尊重摩西。
God himself personally buried Moses, showing that God honored Moses.
所以埋葬的地方是在摩亚地的伯比尔对面的谷中，很特殊。
It's very special that it says he was buried in the valley in the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor.
以色列人曾经在那个附近扎营过。
The Israelites had set up camp in that area before.
摩西也曾经在那边传讲过神的律法。
And Moses has preached God's law in that area before.
但是没有人知道那个切实的地点。
But no one knows where he was buried.
因为神把他的坟墓隐藏起来。
Because God hid his burial place.
免得以后有人要寻找摩西的遗体。
So that no one can go and find Moses' body.
从摩西离开世界的时候，圣经告诉我们他120岁。
And when Moses left the world, the Bible tells us he was 120 years old.
算是一个高龄的人。
He was aged.
120岁等于三代。
And 120 years means three generations.
也代表摩西他一生里面有三个阶段。
And it also shows Moses three parts of his life.
头40年 就是摩西在埃及的王宫里面长大。
The first 40 years is Moses growing up in the palace.
然后中间那个40年是他在旷野的时期。
And the next 40 years is when he was in the wilderness.
在那里神塑造他成为一个仆人。
And there, God established him as his servant.
然后最后的40年是摩西跟以色列人漂流在这个旷野里。
And, the last 40 years is Moses wandering in the desert with the Israelites.
摩西虽然年纪老迈，
even though Moses was aged,
但是圣经告诉我们他身体健壮。
But the Bible tells us that he was very strong.
精神饱满。
He was full of vigor.
第七节说。
And verse 7 tells us,
摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神也没有衰败。
Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone.
我现在也要戴老花眼。
Now I need to wear reading glasses.
但是摩西120岁，他圣经告诉我们说眼目没有昏花。
But Moses at 120, his eyes were not weak.
圣经里面也提到三个人，一个是以撒、雅各、以利啊。他年老的时候眼睛也昏花了。
And, but the Bible tells of other characters, whose eyes were weak when they grew old.
其实圣经也告诉我们说，如果一个人经历苦难或者很多忧虑，会使到他的身体衰退。
And the Bible also tells us that if a person undergoes suffering and difficulties, hardships, they're affected physically.
你去看这个耶利米哀歌第五章第十七节。
If you look at Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 17.
然后耶伯他深受这个苦难。
And Job, underwent difficulties.
结果眼目也昏花了。
And then his eyes grew dim and his body grew weak.
所以在耶伯记第十七章第七节说，
So in Job 17:7 it says,
我的眼睛因忧愁昏花，我的白体好像影儿。
My eyes have grown dim with grief, my whole frame is but a shadow.
然后圣经说摩西年老的时候他的精神还饱满。
But the Bible tells us that even when Moses was old, he was full of strength.
精神的意思就是有那个润湿的意思这样。
And,
it's like moisturizer.
It's full of strength is almost something like, having moisture.
润湿在这里比喻生命很兴旺，很旺盛。
It's an analogy for fullness of life.
在这个沙漠地带，你看润湿好像刚最近下的雪。
In the desert area, the moisture is like the snow that we just got.
能够使这些植物生长起来。
It enables the plants to grow.
如果你去看诗篇九十二篇。
If you look at Psalm 92.
特别是十二节到第十五节。
Especially 12 to 15.
那边描述到摩西好比生长在沙漠干地中的棕树一样。
And describes Moses as someone who as the palm trees in the desert.
生长在这个黎巴嫩的香柏树一样。
Or like the cedars of Lebanon.
以这个强大的生命来彰显神的荣耀。
And having this kind of strength to display God's glory.
所以根据这个以色列人的风俗。
And according to a Jewish tradition.
当一个人离开世界之后。
When after a person passes away.
一般上都会为这个死者哀哭七天。
Normally they will mourn for the person for 7 days.
可是摩西是一个伟大的属灵人。
But Moses was a great spiritual individual.
是一个以色列人所敬畏的一个伟人。
Yeah, he was a great person who was honored and feared by the Israelites.
所以他们为他哀哭了三十天。
So they mourned for him for 30 days.
那么哀哭之后，结束之后，象征以往的事情都过去了。
And after they were done mourning for him, it represents that all that was in the past is now, past.
摩西的时代已经过去了。
The time of Moses is past.
新的时代将要开始。
And the new era is beginning.
神要兴起这个耶稣亚来作为以色列的领袖。
And God will raise up Joshua as the new leader.
带领以色列人进入这个迦南地。
And he will lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
所以在这个34章第10节到第12节颂赞摩西是一位独特颂赞摩西是一位独特神的人和先知。
And in Deuteronomy 34:10-12, it praises Moses as someone who knew God.
以色列以后以色列人中再没有兴起先知像摩西的。
Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses.
他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
Whom the Lord knew face to face.
耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老王和他的一切臣仆并他的全地行各样神迹奇事又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手行一切事大可畏的事。
For all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh, all his servants, and all his land, and for all the mighty power and for all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
请注意这段经文那一句，就是他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
But note especially whom the Lord knew face to face.
那么这句话表明说耶和华跟摩西有一个密切的关系。
And here it says, shows that God and Moses had an intimate relationship.
面对面就是很直接的。
Face to face is very direct.
不是借助任何的媒介。
There's no intermediary.
也没有任何的拦阻。
And there's no, nothing to block the relationship.
面是这里是指耶和华本身。
Face refers to God himself.
那么其实在圣经旧约圣经其他的地方也有谈到人遇见神。
But in other places it also says, God seeing God.
雅各便给那地方起名叫比努以勒意思说我面对面见了神我的性命乃得保全。
So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved.
然后在四世纪第六章第二十二节又这么说。
And in Judges 6:22 it says,
基甸见他是耶和华的使者就说哀哉主耶和华我不好了因为我那个字怎么念读啊读面见看见耶和华的牧使者。
When Gideon saw that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face.
那么申命记说摩西与神面对面。
And in Deuteronomy it says Moses was face to face with God.
意思说神直接的跟他讲话向他启示。
Meaning that God was speaking to him directly and revealing things to him directly.
那么这句话也说明摩西跟神有一个密切的关系。
And it also says here that, it shows that Moses and God had a close relationship.
其实在出埃及记这个民数记跟生命记从不同的角度来看这件事情。
And from, Exodus, Numbers and Deuteronomy, it looks at this from different angles.
出埃及记强调的是关系。
Exodus emphasizes the relationship.
也就是神跟摩西的关系。
And it's a relationship between God and Moses.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend.
然后在生命记这个民数记所强调的就是很清楚的去启示。
And Numbers, the emphasis is clarity of the revelation.
我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。
With him I speak face to face clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord.
然后在生命记里面说，耶和华在山上从火中面对面 与你们说话。
In Deuteronomy it says, the Lord spoke to you face to face at the mountain from the midst of the fire.
那么这句经文说，当神启示的时候，他也同时也彰显他的荣耀。
And here it says that, when God was revealing himself, he also revealed his glory.
那么这个认识是我们信仰的一个关键。
And, the knowledge is a key part of our relationship.
也说明我们与神彼此之间那种关系。
And it speaks of our relationship with God.
那么认识也包含了拣选的关系。
And to know also includes being chosen.
那么神认识摩西，因此他拣选来服侍他。
God knew Moses, therefore he chose Moses.
而且神直接向他说话。直接向他启示。
And God, spoke to him directly and revealed things to him directly.
所以从我们人的角度来看，认识神说明人与神有一个密切的关系。
And so from man's perspective, being face to face and, to know God is to have a relationship with him.
啊，就好像何西亚第六章第三节所说。
Just as Hosea 6:3 says,
我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现切如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.
然后在新约圣经约翰福音第十七章第三节说。
And in the New Testament, John 17, verse 3 says,
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这个就是永生。
This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
换句话说，永生的生命就是认识这位真神。
In other words, eternal life is to know God.
你是否认识这位真神？
Do you know this true God?
那么神借着摩西行了许多神迹奇事。
And through Moses, God has performed many miracles.
和那些大而可畏的事情。
And many fearsome things.
说明摩西是神的先知。
And it establishes Moses as God's prophet.
他拥有神的权柄和能力。
He possessed God's power and strength.
摩西曾经是一个自高自大的一个王子。
Moses at one point was a proud prince.
当然是自从他认识耶和华之后。
But after he got to know God.
他就专心的服侍顺服神。
He focused on serving God.
来希伯来书的作者这么说。
And Hebrews author tells us.
他因作信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
然后摩西离开埃及的王宫，来到这个旷野。
Moses left, left Egypt and came into the wilderness.
然后他在那里牧养这个羊群。
And he shepherded the flocks.
过着一个隐居的生活。
He was living a life of a hermit.
其实摩西有一阵子认为自己算不得什么。
And at one point, Moses, didn't think of himself as anything.
他对神的认识又不深。
He did not have a deep understanding of God.
又没有任何的声望。
And he had no hope for the future.
更没有什么口才。
And he had no, speaking abilities.
总而言之，他认为自己没有什么专长。
He felt like though he didn't have any specialties.
一无所有。根本没有什么合乎侍奉神的条件。
He had nothing and, no qualification to serve God.
可是当神的呼召临到他的时候。
But when God's calling came to him.
最后他愿意顺服神，跟随神，把自己的生命献上给神使用。
He was willing to follow God, obey God, and give his life to be used by God.
那神拣选摩西不是看他的才干和他的聪明。
And God chose Moses not because of his abilities or his intelligence.
而是看他的忠心还有顺服的心。
But, because of his faithfulness and his willingness to obey.
神向他保证，我必与你同在。
And God promised that He will be with him.
如果当人愿意顺服神的时候
，If a person is willing to obey God，
神必与他同在。
God will be with him.
神将会赐福给他，保护他。
And God will bless him and protect him.
所以在今天我们所看的经文，特别是第一节到第五节
，And the passage that we were looking at today from verses 1 to 5。
描述到摩西的一生中有两个行动。
It described Moses' life having two actions.
第一个行动就是他登上这个尼波山。
One is he went up to Mount Nebo.
第二个行动就是他死在这个摩亚地。
And the second action is that he died in the land of Moab.
那除了摩西这两个行动，我们看到神的行动。
And besides these two actions of Moses, we see God's action.
神让摩西站在这个山顶上，遥望着他所应许的地。
God enabled Moses to stand on the top of the mountain to look at the promised land.
神要让摩西知道，神必会应验他的应许。
And God wanted Moses to know that He will finish His promise.
神所应许的。最后不会落空的。
What God has promised will not fall short.
神的第二个行动就是把摩西埋葬了。
And God's second action is to bury Moses.
摩西是一位伟大的先知。
Moses was a great prophet.
他是耶和华面对面所认识的一个人。
He is someone that God spoke to face to face.
摩西可以说之前或者之后没有见过的一个先知。
And Moses, there's no prophet like him before or after.
他是先知们的一个典范。
It was a very great prophet.
以后的先知们都根据他的榜样来侍奉神。
And the subsequent prophets all served God according to Moses' example.
摩西的榜样是值得我们去学习的。
And Moses' example is worthy of our copying.
Let us 安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message.
我们可能好像摩西一样
We might be like Moses.
有很多借口
We have many excuses.
说我没有能力，我没有口才，我没有才干
Saying that we have no ability, we have no gifts.
但是神不是看这些
But God does not look at these things.
他不是看我们的聪明和才干。
He does not look at our abilities or our intelligence.
但是神所看的是顺服和忠心。
But what God sees is faithfulness.
因此神使用摩西。
Therefore God used Moses.
但是我们可以学习摩西的榜样。
But we can also learn from Moses.
他愿意顺服神，跟从神。
He was willing to obey God.
把他的一生摆上来服侍这位真神。
And commit his life to serve the true God.
让我们也学习摩西的榜样。
Let us learn from Moses' example.
将我们的生命献上给神使用。
So we could offer our lives for God to use.
亲爱的天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
在这新的一年里面，让我们愿意的来服侍你。
So in the new life, new year, we'll be willing to serve you.
让我们顺服你。
Help us to obey you.
让我们把自己摆上来，忠心的服侍你。
And help us offer ourselves to serve you.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.